Yeah, he did.
I'm gonna open this bag in front of the mic, and then I'm gonna eat these rice cakes.
I think
we've already started. But that's gonna be awesome.
No, because we haven't started it yet. Like, I did that intro, but I may have to redo it.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
I usually end up redoing it anyway, and I just take you guys saying your names.
Oh, you bastard.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me today are...
Ryan Slevin.
Ryan Truitt.
Anders Korn.
Welcome to the Elite Two Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review, Episode 13, Action Quake. Talking about Action Quake 2.
Yes.
Because the...
Possibly. Called by some the greatest game to ever feature an MP5.
Or an M4.
Or a knife.
Or a sniper rifle.
No. It was Rim. He called it the best game to ever feature an MP5.
What, Action Quake 2?
Yeah.
Really?
He's a big fan of Action Quake 2.
Why? We should play with him.
Yeah, we should.
Who's Rim?
Rim and...
They live across the river from us. We should go see them.
And play Action Quake 2.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know.
But,
I don't think Scott likes me, though. Because we were talking on, like, I made him my friend on Valve, Steam, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, who are you and why are you friending me? And I'm like, I'm a guy who listens to your podcast. And he's like, wow, okay. You excited about Team Fortress 2? And I was like, not really. And he was like, get a job, you bum!
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. Awesome story, bro.
I played Counter-Strike with, I played Counter-Strike with Rem a couple times.
Yeah?
Yeah. He shoots people pretty well.
This is not the Geek Night fan podcast.
It totally is. Scrim. Scrim, you can't censor their love.
Ah! I get it. Damn it. Scrim?
Yeah, Scrim.
Is he a good fighter?
No, it's what they call the pairing.
Oh.
Scott and Rim. Scrim.
Is it like chop scrimmage?
No, it's like Malice or Shiznat.
Listen, you know after a long day at work, you sometimes go home and have a scrimmage?
No.
No? No? Throw the pigskin around?
No.
No, I don't do that.
No.
I don't think anyone does that. I think after a long day at work, they like to not play football.
After a long day at work, it's Miller time. Or if you're in our circle, it's Action Quake 2 time. Because that's how we like to spend our time.
So let's talk about Action Quake 2, then.
Also known as Action Quake 2, Electric Boogaloo, the Gerbo Story, : Suicide's Revenge, a retrospective.
So, yeah.
Way back in the heady days of...
1998.
1998?
Yep.
Yeah, 1998, why not?
10 years.
Holy crap.
Years.
Oh, good
Happy
God.
Happy 10th birthday sometime this year, Action Quake 2.
Yeah.
If we're lucky, it's today.
Anyway.
It's today. It's the day that this podcast comes out.
Okay. Sometime in...
It's Wikipedia. You can just change it.
Sometime in 1998, a game was created. A game that would shape the future of competitive online first-person shooters. That game was Action Quake 2.
Yeah. Well, kind of. It was a mod.
Yeah. It's a game. It's still a game.
That's true. It doesn't stand on its own, and they actually have the standalone clients. There's like two or three different versions of a standalone client, which means that this game was really popular.
It also means that it's freeware, and so is under the aegis of our...
shit we talk about.
Yeah. And that's not in... No, because that doesn't make sense for me to say aegis then, but whatever.
I don't know what aegis means. We sail in our ship.
All I know is aegis wing.
I think it was Hera's shield. I think
it is
Hera's.
From the buffet that we take our food from.
It's a game that we can talk about.
Okay, so far we haven't talked about it, though.
Okay, so yeah. Action Quake 2 was, in fact, one of the first realistic shooters, and it kind of defined... It set itself apart from other shooters at the time with its weapon selection, the way it treats health, etc.
Well, let's just start with it was a realistic shooter, because this was based on the Quake 2 engine, and Quake 2 was, like, you're a... big, overly muscular dude with rocket launchers and chain guns and plasma guns.
fighting space cyborgs.
And then Action Quake 2 took all of that and threw it out the window, except for the awesome part.
Yeah.
Well, and the big muscly guy part. You're still a big muscly guy.
Yeah, but...
You don't have to be.
Yeah. You could also be the big bosomed woman.
The femme fatale. Or
the chick with no arms.
Yeah. There's
the
a couple...
Who still have to play as.
Oh, you could be a robot.
You could be a robot. You could be a robot in Action Quake, too. But,
yeah, but then the models go all screwy, and everyone sees, like, errors when you walk up to them, so they're like, oh, he must be around the corner.
Yeah. Although, you don't need the messages. Don't need the gun. Don't need the knife. You can punch them.
Well, yeah. Okay, so...
I don't think we can talk about this game, just go into talking about it. Because this game is so big, and it, like, means so much to us somehow. I don't think we can just go.
So. All right, so I'll try to stop getting us on track.
Okay. How did we first play this? Like, I don't even remember.
I have no idea who first found Action Quake 2 for
us. We started playing Quake because of you, Nick.
Well, yeah. Funny, because I never actually bought a copy of regular Quake 2.
Me neither. I got a copy from my uncle.
I got a copy from you.
A copy from you.
Yeah, so I don't know where I got it from. I don't remember ever going out and getting one. Maybe my dad got it or something.
So one day, in the hazy past, we stumbled across Action Quake 2.
Well, it was because we had been playing Quake 2 for a while, and we were bored with it, I guess. So I was just looking through... it was the old days when you had to go to, like, Polycount if you were looking for mods and models and stuff. And there was just, like, a big list, and that was the list that had, like, Lithium...
Devastation,
CTF...
Oh, right, you probably got
Lithium
that all together around the same time.
Yeah, we did, and that's what happened. But then, you know, I don't know, like, one day we just played Action Quake, and we were like, this is good. Let's keep playing this. And for a while, we cycled between Action Quake and Devastation.
Yeah, and CTF when we had enough people.
Yeah.
I remember that.
But it's been Action that's stuck with us, like... We were just playing it 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. But it's a game. But, like, I wonder, like, why did we hang on to it? Like, I think it's because it was, like, the most different, but it was the most well, like, rounded game. It was very solid.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it also was just that we didn't have a lot of money to go buy other games.
The
fact that it was for free, we played
also,
it a lot.
Also, it always worked.
Yeah.
It did always work.
And it was... All the excitement of your favorite action movie in game form.
Yeah.
As their website says.
Which is actually strange, because, you know, it was like we were trying to say before, it was made by the A-Team, the action team. They made all of the action games, which we may try to turn into other podcasts.
Yeah.
But, it's weird, because it actually, when compared to regular Quake 2, it's a lot more, like, realistic. Because you have realistic weapons, you have, like, if you fall from too great a height, your legs will break.
Yeah, it has a semi-realistic damage system. I mean, you can still take two or three bullets to the chest and...
I know, but, like, if you get one shot in the head, unless you have a helmet on, you die.
Yeah.
I can take bullets to the chest.
You personally can?
Yeah, just saying.
Let's go right now, Anders.
Yeah, let's go.
Gotta go to the trunk. No.
Insert gun noises.
And, okay, and it has, you know, a realistic selection of weapons, which... My favorite thing about the game is that it doesn't go crazy with the amount of weapons it has. Like, it's not like Counter-Strike, which, oddly enough, the chief modeler of Action Quake 2 went on to Counter-Strike. You'll notice that all the guns are reversed in Counter-Strike.
Like
they are in Action Quake 2. It's kind of his trademark. Don't know why.
The bullets, the shells...
They eject to the left.
Which I never noticed before. Then again, I don't know what side bullets normally eject on.
Well, to the right, because...
No, bullets eject out the front.
Casings eject to the right, so it doesn't burn right-handed users.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's not put the bag of crunchy things right under the microphone. It doesn't go, like, crazy with the weapon selection. Like, there's only one SMG, there's one rifle, there's one pistol, there's two shotguns, but it's, you know, a shotgun and a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah.
And one rifle.
Well, because...
And they all fit perfectly into their role.
Because that's the thing. Like, they're not really, like, weapons. They're more like tools. And it's like... Depending on which job you want to do, there's a tool for you. Like,
except that there's also tools.
Oh, that too. Well, there's... Well, that's like... Yeah, okay.
Another thing I like about the weapon balance is it's not overly balanced. In a lot of games, it gets to be kind of rock, paper, scissors. And Quake, I don't want to say inaccurate enough, but you can jump and run and duck, and it's enough that... The person with the starting pistol is just as dangerous as the person with the M4.
Yeah, in this case, that's what it means by balance. It means that anyone can kill anyone else with anything at any time.
Yeah, like when you start off, you're given a pistol and a knife. If you hit someone with a throwing knife, it's a one-hit kill unless you get them with the legs. Same thing if you stab them. If you headshot somebody with the pistol, it's usually a one-hit kill.
Yeah.
So it's like they start you off deadly, and anything you get just increases that.
Yeah. Like,
I think that's what makes it realistic. But despite the other thing it's going to be talking about,
yeah.
I think that makes it the most realistic.
So in addition to the weapons, it also gives you a selection of, what do they call them?
Items.
Okay, of just other items, including a Kevlar vest, a bandolier.
Bandolier is fun. Because normally, yeah. You know, to keep going on with the realism stint, you carry your two handguns, your knives, and then you can get one special weapon, one of these, a rifle or a shotgun or something.
Or a grenade if you find one.
And
a grenade if you find one.
Yeah, and you can carry two grenades. If you get a bandolier, it allows you to hold two special weapons, 10 knives,
a shitload of grenades,
four grenades, and double the amount of extra clips for your extra weapons. Well, and your handguns, so.
And then you have, the bandolier can also do, like, night vision.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's sneaking slippers, which will eliminate all sounds you make, which is awesome.
Well, unless you fall, the only time you'll make noise
is if you fall too far and break your legs and go, ugh!
Yeah, because you'll hear snap, and then you'll just hobble across until you can bandage.
Yeah, and a silencer, which silences.
Who uses a silencer?
Snipers.
I don't use I use the sneaking slippers when I have the sniper.
I like the silencer when I'm using the MP5, because you can just kind of like, pew, 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 and everyone's like, what the fuck was that?
Well, no, that's why I like the sneaking slippers, because then I can just fire and then run across the other side of the map. So while you're all looking for where the fire came from, I'm already gone. It's, you know, it's step one in Sun Tzu's Art of War. Let the enemy know where you are, and it'll be there. Step two is rah-rah ruts. Kick him in the nuts.
What about the five attacks by fire?
Five attacks by fire?
Yeah, setting fire to your enemies, setting fire to enemy encampments, setting fire to enemy fortifications, setting fire to enemy supplies, and then, like, setting fire to enemy something else, I forget.
Aw.
They're all just setting fire to your enemies.
Yeah.
Those are good steps, too.
I love Sun Tzu.
Setting fire from the front, setting fire from the rear, setting fire from above with ancient Chinese helicopter technology.
So, yeah, you have all of these items, which are, like, they're just perfectly suited for various roles. Like, if you want to be sneaky, grab a sniper rifle, the sneaking slippers, and a bunch of knives.
Yeah, and
if you want to go out there and kick ass, grab a Kevlar vest and the M4.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you know, since you can only carry one of each of these things at a time, you sort of have to, like, you kind of have to decide how you want to play. But at the same time, it's not so specialized that, you know, if you have the vest and you see the sneaking slippers, it's like you can just drop it and pick up the other, and you don't have to, like, retool your entire way of thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, like, they fit these sort of niches that you just snap and go with, like, right away.
Yeah, it's like if you're playing Battlefield, you know, you have set roles like, you know, sniper, grenadier, assault guy.
Yeah.
But this is just like, I picked up a gun.
I picked up another gun. I picked up a vestido.
But it still, like, kind of conforms to those roles a bit.
Yeah.
And also, with the one gun, it also makes the game, I think, has an easy learning curve. And, well, you're not overwhelmed. Like, once again, the small gun choices also makes the game have an easy learning
curve. I've played Counter-Strike once or twice, and I don't really know the difference between all of those guns.
Yeah, and, like, it's generally when you hear people talk about weapon selection in a game like Counter-Strike, it's because...
Let's get off Counter-Strike's case. It's not a terrible game.
I don't know. But, like, you know, what do you hear about? You hear people with either, like, the... like some sort of auto rifle, or the M4/AK, or the OP, and like nobody else cares, and Deagle, or the Nighthawk.
Yeah, because they don't use real names. Cause,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, like the AK is a CK.
They don't have a FAMAS; they have a Clarion. I like the Clarion. Though.
When I was up at school, I was talking to somebody, and I was like, you know, they don't use real names, right? And they're like, they don't. I was like, yeah. Like they just never notice that the names in the actual weapon main are the same, because nobody ever calls them that, because you know what it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
but that's Counter-Strike again.
Yeah, it is. But I'm just saying how you just pick up a gun and start firing. You don't start to think about, like, oh wait, should I have that gun or that?
Yeah, because every gun does something distinct. It's like, I don't know, the only real toss ups is like the MP5 or the M4. They're both automatic weapons, but it's like, I don't know,
yeah,
whatever.
Well, because they're nice all around weapons, but like. The M5 doesn't do as much damage, but, you know, it's slightly more accurate over long ranges, and it
than the hand cannon, which is just a gigantic spread, which will splatter you against the wall.
Yeah. Yep.
If you're within 10 feet.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like me and Brian had a little fight earlier. I had the sniper, and I was looking down the barrel at him, and he had the hand cannon. And, like, I saw him all, like, I shot him from across the map, and he died. And then he respawned and just ran at me, and I exploded. Because it's also, you have to take reloading account into it. Because, like, yeah. the shotgun and the sniper rifle, you have to reload one bullet at a time. Mm. And it only carries 6 shots. So I was like, pop, 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 pop. And then I was like, oh shit, oh shit. And I had to, like, dodge, and I didn't dodge enough.
And in addition to the weapons, there's also a sort of rudimentary kung fu system.
Yeah.
There's punch and kick. If you jump into someone, you'll kick them and possibly kick the weapons out of their hands.
Yeah, but
and
only the... only the special weapons.
Yeah, only the special weapons. And then that it'll default them to knife or pistol, mm-hmm. which could be dangerous if they go to knife.
Yeah. Because
he just kicks them.
Well, no, because it also sends them flying.
Yeah, it sends them flying. So, like, you can just kick people off off cliffs and shit.
Like, I jumped forward because I was trying to get away from Brian, and you jumped in front of me, and all of a sudden you just flew away?
Like, it's realistic to a degree. I mean, you can kick people 30 feet, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Because yeah. That's where that action movie bit comes from.
Yeah.
Do not touch the items.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's also punching, which is just, you know, you bind a key and
touch
you punch someone. Which they eventually removed in later versions, because, like...
No, they added it in later versions.
Well, no,
and then I guess
they
removed it again, maybe?
Yeah, because there was an exploit you could do. You just made a bind that, like, did punch 50 times.
Yeah. Machine gun punch.
Yeah.
Pistol punch.
But we still play with it,
because... Yeah, because we don't do much with the scripting.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the most I've done with the scripting is just making a thing where if you type cameraman, it makes you a spectator, removes all of the messages from appearing on screen, and, like, takes away your crosshair. And if you type player man, you go back to it.
Player man!
Yeah.
Awesome.
But, yeah, but so there is sort of, like, but that's just sort of, like, a config thing. You can say, like, bind, like, switch to weapon, fire a shot, and then switch back to F. I'm just saying, for example.
Yeah.
But, like, you can kind of do what you want, but that's more of a deal with the Quake 2 engine than anything about action.
Yeah, so action has, in terms of, like, game modes, it's mostly just deathmatch. There's also team deathmatch.
Yeah.
And is there, like, a VIP mode? I thought there was.
There might be. That might have been something in Reaction Quake.
Oh, okay. But there's also dark match, which is really cool.
Dark match is fun. Well, depending on which version of Action Quake, because there's been a number of, like, sort of single-player clients and a lot of revisions. So different revisions have different game modes. We've just sort of cobbled together our own thing, which I guess I could put that up on the website or put it up on...
Definitely, share that shit.
I'll put it up on FileFront, and I'll link to that. So then everybody can... You can just download it and come play with us, because
yes,
we're
please.
Playing it usually. We need more players. We need, God, we could have, like, a Everyone Versus, the podcast.
And that'd be kind of cool.
We'll do team mode, because there's a Counter-Strike like team mode, or you could just do like regular deathmatch team mode or team deathmatch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And in the team play mode, it's kind of like Counter-Strike, where
you get to select a weapon loadout and everything.
Yeah, you select your loadout, because normally you just have to find the guns, which we've pretty much memorized where all the guns on all the maps are.
Well, all the maps we usually play on, because
yeah.
We have a lot of maps that we've probably never even been on.
Yeah,
because that's the thing. Action Quake 2 had a huge community. I'm not really sure about, like, how it is today, but it's definitely past its prime.
Yeah.
But they're... I mean, there's still servers active.
Yeah.
They're online communities and ladders and crap.
Yeah. I mean, there's really not much of it, and I think it's moved sort of into Action Half-Life.
Yeah.
Probably.
I was looking at their website the other day. They moved their forums and all the files and stuff over to the Action Half-Life website.
Which
I went to, and it was dead, too.
Well, no, but I know there's, like, Telefragged and other, like...
Telefragged where I looked to find that.
Yeah,
oh.
Well, that's the original. It's Telefragged.
Telefragged is where it was at back in the day.
Well, no, because
right.
Even Action Half-Life has been changed now, because it's, they did the Action Half-Life Director's Cut, and...
Oh.
Well, yeah, well, because when you play Action Half-Life now, that's the one that you have to get, because the original
yeah.
Action Half-Life is gone. It's the actual... It's actually the Director's Cut, which is, like, a fan repackaging.
Ah.
Kind of like why, there was the Opera MOOC Arcade Edition, because you can't just find the Opera anymore.
Yeah. So, that's another thing about it. The A-Team has gone on to... Well, the A-Team and other people have made
yeah.
other action games for other games.
Like what is it? It's
Action Half-Life.
Action Half-Life, Reaction Quake 3, which was is actually a pretty decent port to the Quake 3 engine, mm-hmm. so we should probably try that and maybe talk about
it. There was actually a game, I forget what it was called, but a mod for Action, for Quake 2, not Quake 2, for Half-Life 2, that recently got permission to be called Action Half-Life 2.
Distraction.
Yeah, Distraction.
Yeah, they were going to call it Distraction, but they're calling it Action Half-Life 2?
Yeah, they talked to people from the A-Team, and they are now Action Half-Life 2.
That's
we should
awesome.
Check that out. I don't think they've released playable yet, but I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, the last couple of times I've seen it, they don't update their website much, but as far as I know, they're still working on it.
Yeah, I and went so on there a couple...
awesome.
A few days ago, they like, hey, check out these maps and stuff.
Yeah. No, like, I was even talking to... I think I actually saw it on the Opera forums or something.
Ah.
And they were saying, like, hey, did they still work on this? No, you should check out Distraction. Like, anytime anybody says is looking for, like, a specialist or action type thing for Half-Life 2, they say, go check out Distraction. And they haven't released anything yet.
Hmm.
And they should at least release, like, more screenshots or maybe, like, a movie of what they got.
Yeah, but that's something to look forward to for the future. Oh, hell yeah. That would be wonderful if we could get, like, a... I wanted to say reconnaissance, but renaissance.
A renaissance. I was going to say maybe, like, a resurgence or something, yeah.
Isn't that what a renaissance is, a rebirth of something?
I think resurgence is more applicable.
That's true.
Because it never really died, because we've had it.
It is,
you know,
violent.
From
yeah, that's the other thing, too. Renaissance is a little too
artsy.
Intellectual.
It's not like they're just painting on the walls.
Oh, no, because it never
died. They are painting on the walls, just with people.
They went through Quake 2, Quake 3, Battlefield 1942.
I don't think that was officially them, because that was terrible.
Well, it was terrible, but they did call it Action. I don't know. We'll have to look more into that. But then, you know, they tried to do one on an Unreal Tournament. They had the Half-Life 1 and now a Half-Life 2 one, so...
Action Unreal Tournament was pretty good. I was kind of upset that they abandoned that.
Yeah, that was too bad, because... I don't know. I think it was just because Unreal was, like, so mod-friendly that it was sort of like the podcast boom. There was an Unreal mod boom, and a lot of them died out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, look at, like, Ave Arena. Like, very few mods...
That's true. I wish they'd finish Ave Arena.
They might. I haven't
checked. They might be. I don't know. They're French. I can't understand what they're saying.
Using that strange underground language.
The French. Ave Arena.
Oh, French?
Yeah, French underground.
Ave Arena is so good. Kind of.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Evangelion.
I wish the machine gun they gave you didn't suck.
Yeah. But that's a story for another time.
That's a story for another time.
No, it's not, because I love jumping between the boats and just stabbing people.
Yeah. Get the lance along this, and it's just like, I am going to kill you now.
Yeah.
Poink. I have killed you now.
And then they explode. Anyway. But yeah, there's a big community, and there's a lot of maps. So let's talk about the maps a bit. Because
yeah, the community has left quite a legacy of maps and models and everything.
Because when we first started playing, we had maybe 20 maps.
Yeah, we had...
Now we probably have around 50, and we still only play those 20.
I'd say more than 50. I thought we had a lot more than 50.
Yeah, we could. I printed
There are huge mega packs that are like, you know, hey, 200 maps.
Yeah, if you want me, I think I can go find... I printed out a list of every map that we have, because I was trying to, like... I was like, okay, we'll just go down every map on the list, see if it's worth playing, and then name it what it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want me to go find that list, I think I can get my hands on it.
Maybe.
Whatever.
So there are a lot of maps.
Post it later.
There are a lot of maps that kind of follow the same theme because they're, like, made by the same guy. And I really like that.
Yeah.
Like, who does all the Highway 666 maps?
I think those are actually... I think Highway 666 may just be, like, a Action Quake 2 trope or something.
Oh, okay. Because there's a lot of maps that...
That, like, follow the Highway 666, or there's signs saying, this way to Highway 666. Yeah. The lava mines is right off of Highway 66.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because if you stand on top of that sign that says electrified fence, because you don't get electrified if you stand there, you can see Highway 666 right on the other side of the electric fence.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until I did it before.
Cool.
Yeah. It's amazing that we've been playing this for, what, maybe 7 years?
And there's still things to find out.
Yeah. It's
people that kick off the scene.
Like, it's not, you know, stuff hidden to the map in the maps is the same degree as, you know, what Hunt... Was it... Was the guy actually, like, did he call himself Hondo, or was it just Hondo Core?
I think... It was Hondo. He made the maps.
Okay, yeah. Not to the degree that, like, Hondo did.
Well, no, because
that's ridiculous.
He did very elaborate ones, but it was sort of, like, sequential. These are just things that are in the map that you may not always notice immediately.
But it kind of sort of gives that same sense of community to see, like, all of these things kind of carry together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did I mention that I found Jay Axer's DeviantArt, and I was like, hey, thanks for Rebirth 2040, and he was like, what?
Yeah.
Because there's this one map, Rebirth 2040, which is, like, completely covered with
Jay Axer art. Although
with Jay Axer's furriness.
I don't think he had any idea that.
Yeah, it might have just been a fan.
Yeah. Well, it might have been Gerbil.
Oh, yeah, it was Gerbil, wasn't it?
Because Gerbil did, like, all of the urban maps. He may have done some of the city
maps. Did he do
maps.
Act City? Who did Act City, then?
I don't know. I think he might have done that. I think he did urban and the Act Cities. I guess he did a lot of maps.
Yeah.
But,
there are a lot of city maps.
Yeah. Well, except for Act City 3, I generally get confused between, like, Act City and urban maps. Because they're just, like, variations on a theme. These parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just
what
like...
What about MC Carlson?
Carlson. Oh, yeah, MC Carlson. Oh, God, I hate that radio.
I love that radio.
I hate that radio. Grenade.
Play with us. You'll find out.
Yeah. But it's like, So we've played on a lot of maps. And some of our favorites are, like, Beer, Act City 3...
Cabin?
We don't play on Cabin too much.
We don't? We play on Cabin a lot.
Oh, Cabin is that big one with, like, the lift on the cliff or something?
No, it's the, like, the holiday. It's a Christmas Cabin.
Yeah, but that's the one where we're, like, chasing each other, like, around the middle mountain or something. That one's actually fun.
Oh, yeah, I
always forget that one exists.
That one's
we've only
huge,
played it, like,
but I like
twice.
It.
That is huge. See, that'd be a great for, like, an 8-on-8 team play mode.
Hello, cat.
Hello.
But,
no, I was just talking about the small catch. I mean the small, not small cat.
Small
cabin. There's a small cabin.
I'm not sure that I remember that cabin. It's up on top of the plateau, yeah.
Yeah. And no, it's just the map itself. It's a small cabin, and it's the entire map.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, the maps are kind of cool, because there's just like, you know...
Well, because there's a lot of
bland cityscape, bland cityscape, cityscape in the sky, Boeing 747, a cruise ship.
Yeah,
the
cruise
Boeing
ship is pretty fun.
747 all the time.
Yeah. Well, we play the maps that we can remember the file names to.
Yeah.
Like, I know, Beer!
Oh, Boeing 747. Can't
beer.
Play on that in a Christian manga.
What?
We just kick people off the plane.
Yeah.
That's how we just kill people.
Which is funny, because then we don't get the points for it.
No.
Or do we?
No.
If you're the last person to hit them.
If you're the last person to hit them before they craw.
That's
craw. Craw? Craw?
Craw!
Craw! I don't know. Before their legs crack? Before they fly?
Before they crash?
Before they crash?
I guess.
Crawl?
Crawl!
Before they're eaten by ravens.
Aw. Crawl. Eaten before they hit the ground. But they're in the sky. But then there's like the airport map. But there's a lot of maps. And what I... we have some that we like to play. But... and some of the maps are really well balanced. Beer is one of the best maps. Because...
It's alright.
But, like, you're fighting on the rooftops, you're fighting in that alleyway, you're fighting inside. You find people everywhere.
Yeah.
In the upper hallway. So, you, like, there's, like... Usually what makes a good map is if there's, like, a lot of, like, conflict zones. But then still safe places to spawn. And I think Beer has that.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, what were we just playing? Lava Mines.
Yeah, Lava Mines.
Lava Mines, I actually don't think it's that good of a map.
It's an interesting map, but
It's interesting. It's very sort of aesthetic, because they have, like, the elevators, and they have, like, the drills, and they have
the
big fans.
It's interesting because there's just the top floor and the bottom floor, and those are the two combat zones, really.
Well, I think even the top floor is just more than that. I mean, sometimes you may have people fighting, like, on the fan, but...
Ridiculous. I like how you can throw your knife into the fan and it stops it.
Yeah. But then, But, like, that only has that. But yet, we still play on this map, and we still have a lot of fun with it, which I think, again, speaks more to the
game.
Yeah, sort of like to the game and the just like the balance.
It can overcome bad level design.
It really can. Because
some of the levels are good for early or late gameplay depending on how the players are playing.
That's true.
The last map we were just playing on the mall or whatever it was.
Where? Oh yeah, the
Kumanru.
No, the movie theater one.
Oh right, yeah. Coventry Village.
Coventry Village, that's it.
Like,
in the beginning, we're just running around picking each other off, and it's just one person fighting one person.
But then before, when Nick was, you know, had one frag to win, I was just chasing
was
him down
out.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I totally messed up, and that was the one I was trying to talk about, because that one, there's that outside, like, alley section, and that's the only place you fight, pretty much. Unless you, like... That's where most of the action takes place.
That's
I mean, you
true.
Do fight people inside,
but
it's
mostly because you run into them when you're trying to find guns.
Yeah, and ammo and stuff like that, and it's just, like... Which is so awesome, man. And they have, like, the doors you can hide in and stuff like that. And you're just like, ha-ha!
Yeah.
I think that's a gun noise.
That's a gun noise? Or, you know, you jump out around a corner, jump at them, stab them, and punch them.
And then throw a grenade after them if they're still not dead and hope you don't get hit by your own grenade. Oh, police!
Oh, Police is a good map.
I get my
got those hallways.
It's nothing but hallways. And again, I think that was kind of bad because it's like certain parts of the map that you will never go to, and it's like like
if it you really favors like the sniper there because you just gotta you're like, hey, you're coming through the door.
Yeah, but and then also you got the grenade nook.
Yeah, I love that, that one place that's just full of like 80 grenades.
I know, I love it.
Well, it's just two.
Yeah,
but that's a lot of grenades.
Yeah, but yeah, so maps are fun, and there's like a very like a community that likes making maps for this game. It's kind of, I guess,
well,
what it is.
At least there was.
There was.
Yeah,
maybe there still is.
There's way more than enough maps than you'll ever, ever, ever want.
Yeah,
and most of them, the like crap to awesome ratio is off the charts.
Like it's more to crap than awesome.
Is it? I don't know.
No, actually, you know, I don't think I would even say that because.
No, well, I mean, there's a lot of good ones and there's very few bad ones.
So maybe. There's a very good signal to noise ratio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did I say bad ratio?
You didn't really say anything.
You didn't say anything.
You just said there's a ratio.
Okay.
We haven't talked about the health.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say we should talk about that next.
Yeah, that's the last thing we should talk about.
Why? We've only been going for half an hour.
Yeah, let's get back to
talking
technical about the game.
Yeah, because okay, so we talked about the gun balancing is very good. We talked about the maps. There's a lot of maps, some really good ones, some all right ones, very few very crappy ones.
Yeah,
what
there
about
are very
that,
few bad maps.
What about that beach assault one? That one kind of sucks.
Well, yeah, that's
the one with the helicopter that blows up.
Then again,
no, not that
most
one.
Most of these maps are based on our experience of having like four people play the map.
Yeah,
that's true. So that might be a good one with
a lot of
people.
And a lot of these maps were made back in Action Quick's heyday when they could have 20 people playing.
Yeah, no, one time I think we got 8 people
but
to play.
That was good for us.
That was very good for us. That was so long ago. Like, who did we get playing? It was us.
Jesse,
it was
Crane,
us four.
And Nikki and
Jesse,
Andre.
Crane, Nikki. I think Pierce Gallagher played with us.
Yeah, he did a couple times.
And Mike Arbuco. And I believe that's 8 people.
Back in school, we got people to play Quake, and then we could have, you know, full games. But they were kind of sucky people, and we were just playing Quake.
Some of the people were good. But a lot of people were just running around the place with my name.
Some people were retarded.
Okay, now, and they all used my name to play as. It was annoying. There's like 1,000 objects on these maps.
Yeah.
Because, you know, during your free period or lunch period, you go down, get on the server, and...
Yeah,
but, some
noobs. But that was an Action Quake.
Yeah, we were talking about Action Quake here. Trying to get back on track.
We did have Action Quake. Just nobody played it.
Yeah, nobody played it because everybody was stupid. And, okay, me and Anders, it was like us two against the rest of the computer lab on CTF, and we won like 300-4.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think they realized it was CTF.
That too. But still.
But it was us, and then everyone else was playing
with
my name.
Yeah.
How did that happen? That just became a... school meme.
Yeah, and they never cleared it off.
What was your name?
It was just Anders.
Oh.
But all the computers were set to Anders as their standards, so everyone would just play as my name. So my body was just scattered across the computer lab.
Ew.
Ew. Anyway, we're talking about
the health, because
there's no health pickups in Action Quake 2.
Yeah, it's got a semi-realistic health system, like we said before, where if you get shot in the leg, you limp. If you get shot in the chest, you bleed a lot.
No, if you get shot in the stomach, you bleed a lot.
If you get
shot... The best place to get shot is in the chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much if you get shot anywhere,
but
you bleed a lot,
the negative
actually.
Effects of any wound, besides the hit point loss, you can cure with 4 seconds of bandaging. So, you know, it's semi-realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't have, like...
Because really, it's
there's
like,
no way to get health back, but you can prevent yourself from dying.
Yeah.
If you're fast enough and can get out of danger... So it kind of, it encourages, not necessarily, like, safe, like, not being overly cautious, but just sort of keeping in mind that it is very easy to die.
Yeah. Like that's sort of the thing. It's, a lot of, I think, we never have, like, really big melee. It's like, 4 people, like, at 4 different corners of an area shooting at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way that the health works is, generally, if you get into a conflict with somebody...
Someone's
at least one of you is going to die within like 4 shots as long as you hit. Like it's like miss, hit, bleed
dead.
A little dead, or just hit dead. So it's
and also the prevailing tactic of leaping at someone with a big gun and shooting them doesn't really.
Sometimes it works.
Well, because it has like reactive accuracy. Like you're less accurate when you're running, a little more accurate when you're walking. You're accurate when you're not, and you're very accurate when you're crouched.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's, But then, like I was saying, I think this leads more to more duels than anything else.
Yes.
Because by the time anyone else hears the gunshots and gets to where the fighting is going on,
someone's already dead.
Yeah, either one of those people is already dead, and the other one is now bandaging, because if you do manage to survive and get shot, you're probably going to be bleeding.
Yeah, unless you have a vest.
Or both people are dead, or one person is still in his little hidey hole, and the other person ran away when he realized he couldn't find who was shooting at them.
Yeah. Which really makes, like, frantic moments.
Yeah.
Like, during and after gunfights, it's just like, okay, gotta get out of here, gotta bandage, gotta reload, because I am naked right now, and they will kill me.
Like what happened before? Like, sometimes what'll happen is it'll just be, like, a chain of duels in the same area.
Yeah.
Like it'll be, like, if me and Ryan are fighting, and I shoot at him with my M4, and I miss, and he hits me in the head with a knife. Then maybe immediately Anders will come in, and now he has to fight him.
We're like, yo, dudes.
Which is basically what happened before. Like, we were on, what was that, the movie theater map?
Coventry Village.
Yeah. Nick and Brian here were, like, fighting it out, and I was crouched on top of, like, the top of the building where, like, they have the big sign for the movies and everything. Reservoir Dogs is playing.
Yeah.
And just once they were done fighting, I was just very carefully, right in the back of Brian's head. You know, once he stopped to bandage and reload.
Yeah. But then, like, even, like, you were sitting there another time, and, like I had Brian behind me, Anders in front of me, so...
And you threw a knife up there, and I was like, why aren't you dealing with them?
No, because I had just killed them. Because, like, I had shot Brian, and I think I made him bleed, so he ran off the bandage. I turned around, I shot Anders, and he died. And then I was like, oh, hey, you're shooting at me. Knife. And I caught you in the head with a knife.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure there was one point where I killed all three of you in a row.
I don't know. I remember seeing you with a bunch of people, and I got hit in the head with a knife. So I was like, well, fuck that.
Yeah, it must have been that time. But, God, knives are cool. Because if you miss with a knife...
There's a knife stuck in the wall.
Right. And anytime somebody dies, as long as they still have their knife, they drop a knife.
So as the game goes on, it kind of accumulates the number of knives.
We have so many flying knife fights, and they're awesome. And then, like, if... A lot of times what'll happen, like I shot Brian, he died... But he died right after he threw a knife, so I was like, oh, hey, what's that? And I died, too. And there were just knives everywhere. And then, like, somebody can just come by and, like, oh, hey, there's a lot of knives in these walls. Sort of, like, in a circular.
Which is kind of the way the game kind of ramps up the action as it goes on. Because when you start a round, it's like, okay, I gotta go find a gun, gotta go find ammo and everything. But by the end of the round, it's like, after people dying out in the open, there's piles of knives everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, all the guns are just where people were fighting last. It just gets really frantic.
Yeah. But then you could either go for this, like, the popular thing that everybody's going for, or you could try to get the other guns that nobody has yet, and then just, you know, pick them off from a distance, maybe.
Maybe. If you're a pussy.
Yeah, if you're one.
I guess, but it works.
I'm the one that gets fought. Not you.
I know. What? I like the sniper. It's hard to no-scope.
Well, yeah, because the sniper is ridiculously inaccurate when you're not scoped.
It fires like a foot to the right when you're not scoped.
Fires a foot to anywhere when you're not scoped.
That's true. I didn't make a stumble die.
What, just draw arrows on the die?
Yeah. it was a good idea. I never thought of it. So I'm going to do that. I don't know what I'll use it for, but... Anyway.
We should actually talk about Brick Wars later. That's a good idea.
We could... You want to make that the second podcast we do? Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Maybe we could do that, like, on Friday or something.
Yeah, let's play a game of Brick Wars on Friday.
Okay.
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 And then talk about Brick Wars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We could even do like a 50 CP battle, something really
cool. Yeah.
Alright.
Oh, we can do it on table here.
That means we don't get to do a giant versus Nick's robot.
Yet. Yeah, I couldn't bring my... That means I can't bring my giant robot.
We'll do 100 CP.
That thing is so giant!
Remind me, I'll show you mine.
100 CP is not a lot.
I know, but that'll be good for a small match then.
It's true.
So we'll each like have a vehicle and a couple men.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay, anyway. Dreadnought. Okay, you can bleed... this is not, like, big melees, which is why I keep, like, persistently thinking that team play would be fun, where you stay dead till the end of the round. Because it does have that sort of, like, you have to rely on other people, like, being there with you. Because that way, like, because if it's 3-on-4, it could wind up only one person left from that extra team.
Yeah.
I remember when we were playing, like, we just played that team match, like, it was... Acorn versus Encorn on the cruise ship.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was fun.
Jesse.
Yeah.
You know, we'd like peek down the hallways and everything.
And we were the
Zakus people out.
And you were, what team were you? What was your team?
It was like human versus Zakus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really. Remember that match that we made when it was like. It was in the same thing. I thought that the match, because it was Zaku's versus humans again, but we were playing on that Matrix map.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty
Matrix
cool.
Matrix map.
Yeah, the one where it has the big room with the shattered window on top, and you have to
You
take the stairs to the elevator. Because that map was pretty good, too.
That was good, because you just have those rooms that you try to cover from people getting in from, like, four entrances.
Yeah, because we were doing 4-on-4, and there was, like, four different ways to go.
Well, no, we were doing 3-on-4, because Paul never showed up. So yeah. It was me, Brian, and Jesse versus you two, and Nikki and RJ, which were kind of uneven teams.
We can never figure out what even
without RJ and Nikki, it would have been uneven teams.
Yeah, I think this is just something from us, but we never really have balanced teams. Because apparently, Ryan and myself...
You guys just do well together.
I'm really good sometimes.
Yeah, like, for
some... Me and Brian just don't work together on the team.
No, because Anders and I both think we have better ideas.
Yeah, I know.
But so pretty much, you can't have me and Ryan together on a team... Even though I like it when we're together on a team, because then we win.
Except for that time we played StarCraft, like Anders just said, where you nuked my base and then quit.
I'm bad at StarCraft.
Not that bad. No one is that bad.
I thought the exit button was the correct nuke button. Anyway.
So anyway, this is very not about
It's
still
action
a good chaos, though.
We're not done yet.
Okay. What do we need to cover next?
We need to talk about how, like... Again, I think now we can start going to, like, the personal stories we have, since we've kind of been doing that all the time anyway. But, like, the game gets so intense.
It gets very dramatic.
Yeah,
because...
Because it comes down to, like, snap moments in the middle of just, you know, everyone trying their best. And then there's just one moment where, bam, and it's decided.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, or not even that. Sometimes it's just, like, oh, God, bunny hopping.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that, and then I have something I want to talk about.
Okay. Well, no, I was going to say, because
you can bunny hop like a motherfucker.
I learned you can bunny hop like a motherfucker on 5 a.m. Because that map is so huge and big, wide streets, and it's perfect because you can take turns and keep up speed.
Oh, is that the one with, like, the church and the ship?
No, that was the Church of Doom.
Oh, the Church of Doom is a great
church
one.
Church of Doom doesn't have a ship.
It's got the ring on Saturday. You can bunny hop forever.
Yeah, you can bunny hop on
that
thing for so long.
The one with the ship is... I don't know which one the ship is.
Because there's, like, a big ramp down to the ship, and you can get up so fast.
You're not talking about Lighthouse, are you?
No.
Oh, Lighthouse Rock, no socks remain dormant. Lighthouse is so good.
Yeah.
But, right. But it's... And that led to something, one time, Crane was bored, and he was like, let's play some Action Quake. And I was like, okay. And we were playing on a map, and I forget which... It might have been Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
It was some map that I really hate, but I also really love. I hate it because you can...
Aggression, maybe?
It wasn't Aggression. Aggression... No, Aggression, I think, is actually, like, a bad map.
I don't like the design of it.
It's pretty much just an L.
Yeah, it's like a big T with three places.
Yeah. But at the same time, I love that map.
Is that the place with the subway? Not the sewer.
The sewer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the places with sewers.
And you start up on top of the, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to, like, jump down into the middle, go down, and there's
like
a building, and then, yeah.
But anyway.
No, because it leads to a lot of moments, and I guess I'm talking about bunny hopping again, and just sort of the gameplay in general. Because he had the sniper rifle or the M4 or something. He was just, like, running down hallways and being like, okay, I'm going to get you. And then I was just sort of, like listen for him. And then, like, listen for him, like, come out of a door and go around the corner. And now just, like, sidestep on the ledge to the window and look in and be like, hi, and boom. And he was playing at home from down the block, and I could hear him scream.
Nice. What I wanted to mention before is that I like how the game is kind of open with information about what's going on, even if, like, you're not there in the fight. Like, for example, the sound of the sniper rifle zooming.
Yeah.
Like, everyone can hear that.
Yeah.
So you know, like, oh, shit. Sniper, even if you don't know where he is, so that that adds, you know, moments of tension and everything. And the same thing is with the sound of headshots. Headshots have a distinctive noise; they kind of go like splutch.
Yeah,
that's really audible over long distance. So you know, oh shit.
Also, like
someone just caught it in the head.
Also, like the knifing. When you slice somebody with a knife, they die with a sort of like a gurgling on your own blood sound.
Yeah,
most of the things in this game, like unique actions, have unique sounds. So you get. It's very good with the audio clues and audio feedback. If you're in a firefight and you like fire and then duck behind something, you will hear if you kill them usually.
Yeah, because they'll go argh, splat.
Yeah, And then everybody else around will be able to know what happened. But yeah. I think part of that's just because we've played it so much that we get that, but...
No, but there's definitely, like, definite yeah. audio clues. Like, if you're chasing someone and you hear, crack, ugh, you know he just jumped too far and broke his legs. Yeah. Get in there and finish him.
Yeah, and it also comes from, I guess what I'm thinking more of is just that we know all of the maps. So if you hear somebody splash into water, we know where the water is, and we're like, okay, I need to look through this door. Because he's going to come that way.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Action Damn.
I just know because I can listen to everyone else's computers.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Because we always play in the same room.
With no headphones.
Yeah.
With high volume.
That's how Action Click started before it was a big online scene.
For us, anyway.
No, for the original players' time.
Oh?
They, you know, tested it on lands and everything.
Well, yeah, yeah. That's the way a lot of games work. A lot of games are better on land.
We should like, organize some kind of huge LAN event for old games.
Oh, we should just organize some sort of huge LAN event.
Okay.
Could we organize, like, a multi-school LAN event?
That wouldn't be LAN.
Oh. But no, like, get everybody into, like,
no,
a big room.
No, get everyone Hamachi. Virtual online LAN.
No, not even that. Like, like, I want to bring the people I know from my school and fight the people from your schools.
Oh, bring it on!
Hells yeah.
Did you drop out?
But then we get to make our own team.
No, I did not drop out. who the fuck... I guess Jeremy and Dave shoot things.
Paul isn't good at shooting things, but I know he would. Will shoots things a lot. Lincoln would shoot things.
Are there any shooters?
My school could stay out.
I'm going to a nerd school. And not like in the cool nerd sense.
Not into shooting things nerd sense?
No.
This is my book. This is where I live sense.
How many pocket protectors per capita are there?
For sure, it's like, for one, at least one.
Times two?
1.5. 2.5 children. New American family.
And a pocket protector.
Okay, so 2.5 pocket protectors and glasses of tape on.
At least one per family.
A pencil behind.
I'm going to Geneseo in case you don't know.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there.
Just throwing
it
out
be
there.
Be sure to head it out and place it with when mine's at Ock.
Ryan didn't say Ock. No one said Ock. Oh shit, I said Ock. Okay. We were talking about sounds?
Yes, we were.
Were we done talking about sounds?
I think so.
Because, like, you know, if somebody has a bandolier, or no, somebody has a vestido, it's not called a vestido, but that's what we called it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It makes a distinctive noise when you shoot them in the chest. It'll go, like, poing, and they'll, like, get pushed back a bit, so you know, oh, I should aim for the head.
Yeah, and it like, sparks. Like,
yeah.
Because it doesn't actually change anything on the model, but... there's still they put in the sparks and the sound, so you still have that feedback that you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Which again, that's another good thing with like a good game design element is that when you give clear feedback to the player.
Yeah, like they had the limitations. It's like they couldn't make, you know, a Kevlar vest or a bandolier appear on the model, but they still let you know.
Yeah. It would be like imagine if you played Super Mario World, and when you got a mushroom. Instead of getting bigger, just a mushroom icon appeared by the coin counter.
Well, oh, okay.
it's and like it worked the exact same way, but they just showed you in a different way.
Well, then you'd be able to get hit above your head, and you'd get shrunk down. That's not a very good comparison.
That's true.
It's a horrible comparison.
It's a terrible comparison.
Yeah.
Get off this podcast.
No, it's my podcast.
Okay.
Okay. But Yeah, so what we've been playing for how long? 7 years?
7 years.
So how long have I known you people?
7 years.
Probably about the same length.
Okay.
I know it's definitely 7 years for me, because I remember all I remembered about you was that I once went over to your house, and we played Quake, and I'm like, do that to be friends with this kid. This game is awesome.
So yeah, so we've been playing for 7 years. What, do we remember anything specific? That,
all
like,
I have to say is that the games are the best when they're even, and sometimes even the lousiest player will just have a good game, and that like happens to me every once in a while. And so when there are a couple people actually like vying for the lead, that's when the game gets the best.
Yeah,
like way more than any other game I can think of.
But I think that's just sort of like a what do you call it? Just sort of like an idea in gaming in general. Like
I always think it's always great in Action Quick though.
Yeah, like I said before, it gets to really frantic motions because it'll broadcast messages throughout the server when you're getting to the close to the end.
Yeah.
3 kills left.
But, so it just lets you know, like, okay, we gotta finish this.
Yeah. No, like, even Jesse said something the other day which I thought was interesting. He was like, It's just what we do. We go over to Nick's house, play Action Quake, and get killed by Nick.
It's a system that I enjoy very much.
I know. Well, no, because you started winning. Brian, you've won a few times. Anders, you must have won at least
once.
I won
every once in a while, but I didn't have
Are you playing Sonic right now?
Maybe. I didn't have a mouse pad for those last couple games, yeah. So I was not doing the best.
Yeah. It's sometimes, like, it's the kind of thing where we just get this urge, like, we need to play Action Quake. It's been too long.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, like, an urge. I think we just start doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And if Anders suggests something we don't like, hey, guys, let's play StarCraft, I'll jump up and say, like, let's play Action Quake. And we'll be like, okay.
And then we'll play Action Quake.
Yeah.
And I'll play StarCraft.
No. I'd play StarCraft.
Let's play StarCraft right now.
Okay. Let's play Action Quake.
Okay. All right. Well, podcast, internet, this has been Ryan Truitt.
No?
Okay, sorry.
I don't know. I figure we got
to say.
Yeah.
Just, final thought. Why should people be playing Action Quake 2, aside from...
It is the best game to feature an MP5.
Okay, I guess.
It's a subject that's very near and dear to our hearts, and if you'd like to share it with us, we'd be more than happy to show you online.
Yes, we would.
And, Anders,
it's free. It's not a lot of money. That's why I always play it.
Yeah. I think it's just, this was back in the day before people were worried about really fancy-looking graphics and all that stuff.
Well,
really fancy graphics.
Yeah, for the day, Quake 2 had awesome graphics.
And that's one of the other reasons why we were playing it, is that I thought it just looked a lot better than regular Quake.
Also, well, that's why it always worked for us, because it was an older game, so we didn't have to worry about who had the biggest, video card or whatever. It was just, it worked. I think that's why we kept looking into Quake 2 mods instead of getting anything else.
Yeah.
But just in general, it's very well balanced. I think, it's completely ignoring the graphics. Like, the graphics get the job done, and they look they don't look beautiful, but
they,
like,
tell you what you need to know, and
yeah.
You grow accustomed to them. I mean, we have.
Yeah, and then just, like, even ignoring that. And then when you get past the graphics and the old...
Nah, it's nothing to get past.
Ignoring that, and, ignoring the fact that it's on an older system, or not system, but, an older...
Engine,
thank you. I've been trying to think of that word for, 3 days now. But it holds up to games of today,
so well.
Like, we play Action Quake, and you put it right up there with, The Specialist, or maybe, Garry's Mod?
No.
It's not in the same category, but it's, a game you love playing, right?
I haven't actually played much of Garry's Mod recently, but I should.
I've only played it a couple times.
But so you're saying Action Quake is even better than something like Garry's Mod?
Shit, I've probably spent more time playing Action Quake in the past year than I have playing Garry's Mod.
Yeah. So that's the testimonial right there.
Garry's Mod kind of crawls sometimes.
Yeah, and
there's no one to play. No one plays with me, even though I bought it for you two for your birth for Christmas.
I'll play it, but I like playing it where we just get to build stuff, and there's nobody coming in and just dicking around and deleting my
fucking binge bags,
water boiler, airship thingy. Action Quake. It's possibly better and more long lasting. And more enjoyable than some of the games out there today.
It's free.
It's bigger than Jesus.
It's bigger than Jesus.
It's bigger than Jesus. It's bigger than the Beatles.
Jesus.
I don't go that far.
It's kind of a big deal.
I'd go that far. It's bigger than the Beatles. I would rather live in a world without Action Quake.
No,
oh, wait, the other way around. Well, I don't know, because, I mean, it would be hard to say what would be going on with modern music.
There was no Action Quake.
I would say that.
What if Action Quake is what became popular instead of the Beatles? Think of the state of modern music.
So
it'd be much more well weapon balanced.
So, Yoko Kano is marrying the A-Team.
Oh no.
You mean not Yoko Kano?
Yoko Kano.
I would love to marry Yoko Kano.
Blues. Okay, I think we can end on that.
Some say that she was a former pro wrestler. A stellar babe, and others say that she was almost entirely feline.
Okay, I think we've said enough for now.
I think we've stretched this.
Alright.
We got an hour out of it, that's enough.
There's probably 20 minutes of usable footage in there.
No, I'm gonna take out maybe 5 minutes at the very beginning when we were still testing the microphones.
Well, alright, I approve.
You can also check to see if I appear.
You do. I see the waves. I don't think Brian is, because he doesn't have a microphone pointed at him, but whatever.
No, he comes up... We all came in pretty well. I mean, look at this.
Whatever. This is all well and good.
Yeah.
Action Quake 2, great game. Play it. Meet you online. Link at our website. Goodbye.
Let's go play StarCraft.
Let's play Action Quake. All right.
I don't have a mouse pad.
I'll get you one.
Hatred dead, and I waited, ill fated. Fed the fever flame, aim neither, never. Sow my soul forever. Game on, meaner, sever. I'm the tempted empty. Bring back beveled edge, nudging hedge, rope wedge, the pledge alleged. Dream beam, fractured femur, a team tumor, that's the rumor. No sooner born with plague, with torment. Important, it's important. A doorstep, lighthouse, rock, no socks, remain dormant. Bore holes, toss lies and tolls. Lost the fold, I'm told it's old. Wish I was bold. Yeah. Knife, duck, cardboard, on board or dead. Life, lead foot instead, unread. Many said, the truth drinks bled, and now the truth drinks blood. I'm stunned and done, what's fun? When I first met you, I was dead too. Slapping the head, nothing to be said. Running around the park, brain dead. Driving in circles, got me lost. Finishing my beer when the can gets tossed. Wanna beat the shit out of Mr. Jack Frost.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay. I need to look at the back of the Versus case some more.
I'm gonna put some Sonic.
Deep within the mysterious forest of resurrection, escape prisoner KSC-2303, Takasakaguchi, Death Trance, seeks a safe haven, but he soon finds himself in an unending battle against an indestructible enemy. What results is a stylish, relentless, kill-crazy zombie rampage, action-horror hybrid from Ryuhei Kitamura, director of Alive and Godzilla Final Wars.
Godzilla Final Wars is a horrible movie.
Now this over-the-top, genre-defying cult classic comes to you in a new Dreadless Ultimate... Which Sonic is that?
Adventure 2. You can borrow Adventure 1 if you want.
Wait, Adventure?